Chillicothe leads at 12-10 to start the second quarter. Hayward and Sharp each with four. Tyler Garcia and Austin Morris each with two. Two fouls on Ryan Smith. Smith, Major, Sharp, Lamp, and Hayward take up their defensive positions. Excelsior Springs looks to tie it up to start the second quarter. McCant gets it high post to Creason. Back to McCant, right wing. Tries to go inside to Creason. Tried to lob it over top of Smith, who's a lot taller than Creason. And went out of bounds. Hayward, double teamed as he crosses the timeline. Gets it to Hayden Major. Inside to Smith. Smith goes to work. Step around move. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up a second time. Gets a third. No, loses a third rebound. Couple of good looks. Just couldn't get it to fall that time. Creason works it on the wing to Cody Anderson, left side. Start of the second quarter, still 12-10. Chillicothe leading Excelsior Springs by two in the Cameron Tournament boys opening round game. McCant up top for the Tigers. Loses it out of bounds. I thought maybe Chillicothe may have knocked it out of bounds, but they said nope, out of bounds off of McCant. Blake Corum checks in. McCant sets down now. 7-10 left to play in the first half. Still 12-10. No scoring yet in the opening minute of the second quarter. Mason Hayward backcourt. Excelsior Springs pressing with each possession. Chillicothe doing a nice job on the press break and a pushing off foul on Excelsior Springs as Hayward crosses the line. That'll be just the second foul on the team. And the first one on Austin Hatch for Excelsior Springs. Chillicothe with four marks against him. Mason Hayward now between the circles. Nice to see him healthy again. He missed the last Excelsior Springs game due to a little under the weather. Good to see him bounce back. Hayward feeds inside to Major. Major tied up, kicks it back out. And Hayward gets it to Smith, high post, back door. They tried to go to Lamp. It was tipped by Excelsior Springs, controlled by Sharp. Hayward sees the three ball. Yes! The trifecta for Mason Hayward. And Chillicothe on top by five. They led by as many as eight in the first quarter. 15-10 our score right now. 6:22 left in the first half. Sharp going for the block. Got more than basketball that time, it looks like. No, it's not on Sharp. It is a blocking foul on Austin Morse. Contact foul. Or not Morris, 25 Major, I'm sorry. Fifth team foul in the act of shooting. Austin Hatch, first look at the line for him, no good. Bryce Mauby checks into the game now for Excelsior Springs, a 6'3 sophomore. Got the starting call in the last matchup between these two teams, but didn't do much. Hatch makes one out of two, and it's a four-point Chillicothe lead now, 15-11, 6:16 left to play in the half. Hayward tries to send a bullet to Smith, intercepted by the Tigers. Tigers playing with some confidence here, top of the key, thought about a tray. Anderson turned it down, gives it to their gun, Creason. Creason lays it up and in. It's his third bucket, and it's a two-point game. Tyler Garcia set to check in along with Austin Morse. Lamp up top. Works it over to Sharp on the right wing. Smith sets a screen. Nothing develops off of it. Major gets it inside to Smith. Smith goes up hard. Doesn't get it to fall. And Ryan Smith, a little cold in the shooting department. Rebounded by Cody Anderson. Tristan Wilton set to check in along with McCant for Excelsior Springs. 5:26 left in the half. 15-13. The Hornets by two. Mauby, right wing, looking inside. Goes back up top instead. Circle left, little fake, drive inside, and the shot doesn't fall for Cody Anderson. Got a good look at it. Top of the key, offensive rebound. Top of the key doesn't fall for Creason. And Mauby with the rebound, and officials with a whistle. I think they're going to call the third one on. No. Going to call it on whom? I thought they said 3-2. There's no 3-2 out there. And Brandon Lamp, 35. That's a 5, not a 2. Lamp with his second foul, fifth team foul. In the act of shooting, Mauby will get a look at the line. 15-13, he could tie it up with these two free throws. Makes his first one. Garcia and Morris check in. Wilton and McCant check in. Two fresh players for each team. One-point ball game. Again, several starters and several key players for Chillicothe probably won't play at all in this game. Second free throw is a miss. And Austin Morris pulls down a nice rebound. Ooh, there's a dangerous pass, but intercepted by McCant. And Excelsior Springs could take the lead here. Baseline, McCant drives against Hayward. Hayward sticks with him. Can't post up, has to bump it out to Creason. Right side to Corum. Corum working against sophomore Brandon Lamp. Drives inside, knocked out of bounds by Lamp. 15-14, Chillicothe by one with 4:35 left in the half. And McCant will inbound it for the Tigers. Low post right, up top to Wilton. Hands it to Corum. Right side, nothing for Creason. To Corum. Creason inside, takes six steps, lays it up. Major with a nice rebound. Here comes Chillicothe. Hayward fights through the backcourt double team. Gets it to Lamp. Lamp back to Hayward. Sees Garcia right wing. Looks off a tray. Ooh, stutter step and a traveling call on Chillicothe. And Dominic Turner checks back in, and Mauby sets down. 4:07 left in the half, 15-14. It is Chillicothe's one-point lead. Right side, Corum. Up top to Wilton. Circle left to McCant. Quick ball movement up top. Turner, top of the key. Bingo. He had three trays in the second quarter against Chillicothe Thursday, and Excelsior Springs with their first lead of the game, 17-15, 3:40 left to play. This young Chillicothe team, full of players who normally don't start or play on varsity, are battling. Brandon Lamp with a nice drive down the boulevard and puts it up and in, tied at 17 apiece. Another foul on whom? Charging call on Blake Corum. Said Corum went too hard to the hole. Austin Hatch will check in. And Austin Sharp will check in for Tyler Garcia. A couple of players check in for Excelsior Springs. And it looks like the Tigers may back off the pressure and let Hayden Major cross the timeline. No, now there's McCant who comes up. Major switches to his left. Goes to Lamp, circle left. Brandon Lamp up top to Major. Right side, Hayward. Gets it inside to Sharp. Sharp head position. That's going to be a reach-in foul on Austin Hatch. His second, fourth team foul. Chillicothe with 16 fouls. 17 apiece, 3:15 left to play. In the first half, Chillicothe and Excelsior Springs tied. Brandon Lamp will inbound it. All underclassmen on the floor for Chillicothe. Hayward, three ball, didn't get it to fall. Turner gets the rebound. They send it down court to Creason. Lays it up and in. Nice quick ball movement that time. Austin Creason is a horse, man. He's got eight of the team's 19, and Chillicothe down by two. Hayward drives inside, another miss, but that was because of a foul on, will that be on Turner? It'll be a two-shot foul for Hayward, and it is the first foul on Dominic Turner, fifth team foul. Mason Hayward at the line to shoot two. He's got 7 points. There's number eight to lead Chillicothe. Austin Sharp with four. Two for Brandon Lamp, Austin Morris, and Tyler Garcia. Second one. Off the back of the rim, didn't get it to fall. Rebounded by Austin Creason, rather. McCant brings it across the timeline. Quick move to the hole. Chillicothe has no answer. Chillicothe didn't have an answer last Thursday for McCant's drive inside. They certainly haven't come up with an answer yet in this game. 21-18. Mason Hayward with his second foul, seventh team foul. McCant with a bucket and the bonus coming up. 21-18. Misses that one. Austin Morris with a rebound for Chillicothe. Mason Hayward across the timeline. Brandon Lamp circle left. Up top to Mason Hayward. Lamp circle left. Sharp on the right wing being guarded by Turner. Look at Turner reach in. Look at him bump. Look at no call there. Well, just good solid defense. And there's a Chillicothe turnover. They tried to go to Hayward, and McCant had an easy pickings. He was in the middle of the passing lane, and just an easy pickoff for McCant. 2:11 left to play in the first half, 21-18. McCant up top working against Hayward. Hayward sticks with him. McCant's bounce pass bounced it off the leg of a Chillicothe player, and they will inbound it now, Will McCant and the Excelsior Springs Tigers. Tigers leading the Hornets 21-18, 2:03 left to play in the first half. They get it in baseline to Austin Hatch. Turner, left wing, he likes to shoot from outside. Chillicothe has him well defended. Goes inside to one of his teammates, lost off the fingertips of, I think, Austin Kreese in and out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball. Hayden Major will have to inbound it. Under pressure, they get it into Sharp, back to Major. Mason Hayward. Boy, they're making Hayward fight every inch of the court, and he ends up losing it out of bounds. Got to come back and, you know, remember your press break. It's easier to break a press through the air than on the floor. Hayward's been doing a pretty good job. He is almost single-handedly has to break the press backcourt, and now they have a temporary timeout while they get some debris off the court. And Excelsior Springs leading 21-18 will inbound it at midcourt now. They go backcourt to Drake McCant. Again, Excelsior Springs, I don't think, has played anyone taller than 6 foot yet tonight. Hatch goes up top to Anderson. Circle left to McCant. Dish inside to Creason. Great defense by Austin Morris that time. Loose basketball and a pushing off foul on Excelsior Springs. And it's on Dominic Turner, his second. Sixth team foul. No, just the sixth team foul. They want to shoot a 1-1, which is fine with me, but I don't think it's just six. Some fresh legs check in for both teams. Blake Quorum checks in for the Tigers. Smith checks in for the Hornets. And Major sets down. So, Excelsior Springs applying the press. Minute 24 left in the first half. 21-18, Tigers with the lead over the number one seed Hornets. Brandon Lamp gets it back court. Back to Smith. They give it to Hayward. Hayward crosses the line, tries to lay it up through traffic. Smith with a rebound, puts it on the floor once, and a jump ball as reaching in is Cody Anderson. So Chillicothe is cold. They're not getting the simple shots to fall just yet. And Bryce Malby, at 6'3", the tallest Tiger, checks in. And it's actually on the jump ball. It's Chillicothe's ball. Excelsior Springs was ready to inbound it. Lamp goes over to Hayward, circle right. 21-18, Chillicothe still down by three with a minute 8 left in the second quarter. Sharp gets it to Smith at the high post. Back out to Sharp. Up top to Hayward. Smith at the free throw line. Over to Lamp. Right wing Trey. Oh, get down, and he does. A three ball from Brandon Lamp. Noisy. Rolled it around the rim. Got it to drop in. And that ties it up at 21 with 50 seconds left. Nice drive through the paint for Austin Hatch. And pops it in with 40 seconds left. Chillicothe just shy of the timeline. Down to Austin Sharp on the wing. Out to Hayden Major. Major, top of the circle, with 25. Oh, sticking right with him, Corum. And now there's a steal by McCant. And McCant, no place to post up. kicks it out with 12 seconds. Top of the key, three ball. Anderson, good. Chillicothe, biggest deficit now. Hornets down by 5-3-2. They can't even get a shot off. And a great first half. I told you, didn't I tell you in the pregame show? I told you this game has me worried due to a number of factors. Excelsior Springs smiling and believing as they go into the locker room. Chillicothe shaking their heads. They're the number one seed, and they're down by five. We'll be back after this. It's halftime, 26-21. Excelsior Springs leading Chillicothe. Back after this on KCHI.